What is up? Thank you guys for tuning in to Project Life. I am your host, Phil Smoke, and this is Project Life. This is a podcast where I break down and build awareness behind life topics in order for you to build the most important project we have as humans. That project is called life. I'm back, episode 3, Project Life. Are you guys ready to build this? I know you are because you're listening. Let's jump into the information. Analysis paralysis versus extinct by instinct. I'm super jacked up to talk about this because I found doing business in the marketplace, doing life, going and constantly doing, I found out that people have such a big problem with doing, and they use analysis and they constantly are analyzing. It puts them in a state of paralysis and you can't do anything. You end up doing nothing. There's no action taking. There's nothing happening. You're listening and not doing. This is one of the biggest challenges entrepreneurs have, people have in their everyday lives, from going to the gym, from working on the meals that you want to do, from helping your family, from building that relationship and taking action and telling people how you feel. This happens to us every single day. We do it every single day. And my goal on this podcast is to help you identify your analysis paralysis. I'm going to talk about a lot of different specific areas that we are all doing it in. And while I'm speaking about this, while I'm on my rant, I want you to write down the ones that you have a challenge with. Listeners, this is big. Don't let this go by. Don't let me break this down and you do nothing. Because I know that some of you people right now, you're not a doer. But if you're listening to this podcast, it's time. It's time to start doing. Get out your notes on your phone, get a piece of paper, and start writing down the things that you're not doing so you could go out there and do them. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to help you. I'm here to help you build this project that I know that you've been struggling with for a long time. I have plenty of close friends, family members that have this problem every single day, but don't do anything about it because they usually analyze and can't take action because of a couple reasons. Here are some of the reasons. I'm going to break them down for you. The first one is fear. You're afraid. And I talked about this in the uncertainty. This is the biggest thing that we deal with as humans, being afraid. Don't be afraid to take action because failure is the key to success. It is. We don't have success without failure. Those two are a mathematical problem that equal success. Let me say that again. You have to have failure to have success. I was with somebody the other day and they had an issue with not doing it right. They couldn't do something right. They kept doing it. They said, no, I can't do it right. No, I can't do it right. No, I'm not that good at it. Oh, that is how you get better. My friends, my listeners, my people, my brother, my sister, on this podcast, it is okay to fail. I'm going to say it again. Because a lot of people don't say it. Failure is okay. Failure shouldn't be forever in the area that you're dealing with. Failure should be okay for right now. But you must learn from the failures. People let that get in the way most of even overanalyzing. People use that saying, I couldn't do it because. Oh, this didn't happen because. And it's so many different variables because life is difficult. Life is a big algebra problem. When me, I'm not good at math at all. I look at an algebra problem and automatically it looks like, it's like A, B, C plus D with lines and different. It's just, what is it? So we have to break it down just like an algebra problem. So if you're understanding this part, that it's okay to fail. Second part is, don't think too much, take more action, because the action is where we learn. For me, as an example, when I do something that I know I want to do, I just do it. I don't think about it too much. I do it. And then when I'm doing it, I start learning on everything on the way. But we all know that this could be a big problem, especially when you're doing business, when you're putting in your money. But you know what I found out is that while doing, I actually learned the most. I learned more than somebody telling me. If somebody told me, Phil, you don't do this because, I probably would have still ended up doing it. And then the real learning comes from doing. The real learning comes from doing. We have to understand that we cannot continue to analyze things that you know that you want to do. I know you want to do it. You want to go build that business. You want to go do it. But why haven't you done it? It's fear. Don't let you thinking that you're just over and overanalyzing, you're afraid. We all know this. It's scary out there. You don't want to be judged. You don't want somebody else to constantly tell you you're a failure. You don't want to be the one, but you know what? Those people aren't paying your bills. Those people aren't going to live your lives. Those people aren't going to make you happy. So why listen to them in the first place? Guys, this is a rant and a teaching at the same time. I want you to take notes. I'm going to get into specific topics. I need you to write some of these things down. When I listen to my podcast for the people that I listen to, I'm constantly writing down golden nuggets for me to take away so I could use them for myself and for my life project, just like you should be doing right now. I don't want to be sitting here on a rant without you taking action. So if you haven't taken action yet on this podcast, it's time to start taking action right now. Stop listening, start doing. And if I could say, you know what, I lost a listener because you ended up doing so much, that would make me more happy than anything. You couldn't even listen to this podcast anymore. But the most important thing that if I knew that you right now were going to go build something and you were going to go do something and you were going to go create anything that made you happy, that right there, I really believe that if that actually happened, I would automatically, the value would have been there. Because if I know that people have this big struggle over analyzing situations that they think they can't do, that they don't know if they could do, I don't know if I could do this, someone told you wrong. Because if you are actually having the information say to you, you know what, I think I could do this, that automatically tells you, you think you can. And that right there is the most important piece, not anyone else's opinion, except you. If you think you could do it, that means you think you could do it. It's going to take work. It's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take blood, tears, sweat. It's going to take money. It's going to take whatever it takes. But you know what? If you know you could go out and do it, you go get it done. Get it done. And I guarantee you, once you get that done, that is going to build something where I call confidence. And that confidence is going to take you to the next level of your life. And the next level is going to take you to the next piece of happiness that's in your life that you know that is waiting for you on the other side of sacrifice, on the other side of failure, on the other side of the work ethic that you know you could go out and create. This is the time. There's not a best time to start. The best time to start anything is right now. We don't even know about tomorrow. What is tomorrow? Tomorrow might not even come. Everything could stop tomorrow. Your life is right now. There is no other life. What you create is right now. There is no other day. What you do is right now. There is no other time except right now. Except this time, this moment, this feeling. The feeling you're feeling now while you're listening to this is the most important piece in your life. I'm here to inspire you, to give you information, but the most important thing that we could take away from information is action. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna continue thinking about things? Or are you gonna take action? Because what I know is action is everything. When you start taking action, things become real. When you start trying to change your life starts changing. And then when you change your life, you'll continue to do so because life could always be changed. Life could always be enhanced. your mind can always grow, your bank account can always grow, your relationships can always grow. You could always have more. We are humans. We are the ultimate species on this earth. We are the ones who are creating everything and doing everything. This is the time, is now. And if you don't believe that, this podcast isn't for you, because you're not going to like everything else that I'm going to share with you guys. I'm going to be real. This is called real talk. This is called now talk. This is called let's get into it and then start taking action and changing and building your life talk. That is why this podcast is called Project Life. And if you don't have a project in your life, do you even have a life? And that's going to be another topic for another time, my friends, my listeners. I'm jacked up. The other part of analysis paralysis, the opposite, is instinct by instinct, which is making a fatal decision based on hasty judgment or a gut reaction. But what I could tell you is do that, because that's where learning is. There's a fine line in between them both. If you're about to make a real crucial life decision like marriage, I would do a little bit of due diligence. If you're going to make a big life decision like moving somewhere and taking some other big position, just don't do it without thinking. But our everyday action, our everyday decisions, you need to be taking action immediately. Those can be handled quickly. Those can be decided easily. And those you could come back from. If you made the bad decision, you could come back from those quickly. I'd say it's about an 80-20 rule. 20% of your life decisions, you definitely want to do some due diligence. On your 80% of your life decisions, if this were my opinion, and that's what it is, it would be that. And everybody has them here listening today. For me, what I like to do is start small. Everything that we do is starting small. Nobody was big overnight without starting small. So let's put some context in place for you. If you have a bad relationship, and if you don't know what you're doing, and if you don't know how to take action in something, start with something small that you know you can do. And it all comes back into fear. Don't be afraid, because fear is fake. False evidence appearing real. It's fake. Fear is not real. It's what you make it. Someone told you that you were going to get hurt if you did open your mouth about something, and that's why you're not opening your mouth and saying anything anymore, because you're afraid. Let's not be afraid. Fearless people make decisions. Fearless people get the results. Fearless people have what they want because they take action and they're not afraid. Don't be afraid. If you're in a relationship, you need to be sharing how you feel. If you're in a good relationship, you still need to tell people how you feel. You need to express yourself. That's one thing in relationships I see people do the most. They can't express themselves. They're worried about what other people are thinking. And the reality is that you should care about what they think about you. So you need to make sure you do your part, and you need to give 100. You need to give 100 on the communication. You cannot constantly analyze, oh, is this person going to be okay if I say that? If you really feel a certain way towards somebody, you need to express that. It doesn't matter the outcome. The outcome will be the outcome. But what I find is so many people are holding in, that they hold in for so long in their lives, they don't know how to let out anymore. You're holding in to so many things, and you can't even express yourself anymore. It is not a good sight to see. The people I coach, the people I talk to, the people I help break down things for, the clarity I create behind topics, the clarity I help people with, and this is one of the biggest ones. Listeners, if you're listening to this, if you're having an analysis paralysis and you're a fear of saying something, it's time to speak up. When is the best time? The best time is now. There is no other time. The best time to take action is now. The best time to tell somebody how you feel is now. And if that person isn't okay with how you feel, that automatically helps you understand on where you're at with that person. You're answering questions faster. You're problem solving faster. So you're getting answers quicker, and then you're going to where you want to go faster. If you want to create a relationship with somebody and you're not expressing on what you want out of the relationship, where you're going, how you feel, you don't have a relationship. That one might have hurt for a lot of people. And I'm sorry, but you know what? The truth shall set us free. And I'm here to set people free. I'm here for you to understand that you need to be set free, because there's so many people shackled by the mentality of what has happened and the behaviors with society that has in the marketplace right now. And in the past 10 to 15 years and even more, it's been getting worse. People are afraid to speak up. People are afraid to tell them what they feel and how what they think about anymore. Don't do that. You're holding it in. And like I said, you hold it in long enough, you're going to get caged. You won't even know how to get out. You've been holding so much in. You probably have. And if you're an older human being listening to this, for my old folks, if you've been holding in for 20, 30 years, my whole mission for you to stop thinking and start doing. Start wherever you can. Start small. I'm going to give you a call to action at the end of this rant and at the end of this talk, and I'm going to give you something for you to do. But if you're old school here and you've been holding in for a while, I know it's heavy. You got to let it out. You got to let it all out. You could do it fast. You could do it slow, but you got to do it. Because you don't want to live a life like that anymore. You don't want to have regret. You don't want to have more regret than you already probably already have. You need to make amends. This is a part of my training, my 2-hour free training that I'm going to be releasing. And it's something that can change somebody's life. Because I know I've done this with a lot of people, and it could change your life. You're holding into things that need to be let out. You have a weight on you that you don't even know what to do with, and you're smiling like it's real when you know it's fake. So here it is. Analysis paralysis is 80%. 20% should be due diligence on big decisions. Write that down. Keep that with you. If it makes sense to you, because I'm a practical human being, my IQ isn't that good, but my EQ is very good. If I were to tell you right now, if this makes sense to you, then it just makes sense. And if it makes sense, then it means it makes dollars. That means it actually has some kind of effect on you. The call to action for this podcast, guys, is here's the call to action, and I would love for you guys to write this down. This is the call to action for analysis paralysis here. What is the most important thing you said you were going to do recently, and I need you to write it down. Write it down everywhere. Write it down on your phone. Write it down at home. Write it down on your refrigerator. Write it down wherever you can, because you know what? I know it's so hard for you to do it. Write it down everywhere. And then start working on that one thing. Don't try to do everything. Master the one thing. Focus. Follow one course until success. Focus on the one call to action. The one thing that you've been trying to do, that you've been analyzing, that you're afraid of, and I need you to do that. Start small. Start small. Don't try to take over the world right now. Don't try to do everything. Just do the one thing. Maybe it's I want to sign up for the gym and I commit to 1 hour a day. Cut out the bad meal. One meal a day. Start small. Say to your family member how you feel rather than worrying about what they're thinking, because you're worried about whatever they're thinking, like it actually holds weight on your life. Tell your friends how you feel about them, because the best thing you could offer somebody is something that could actually change their life. The best thing you could offer a human, it doesn't matter who they are, something of value that could actually change their life. And you never know what that could be. Stop holding in things, especially when you know they're important and you know they could be important to other people. Why are you holding on to it? Why are you going to go to the grave with such valuable information? Why are you going to go to the grave with such valuable aspirations for your life and you're not saying it because of fill in the blank? It's time to change. And some of you might need to listen to this podcast a couple of times to even take action. I would even listen to this every single day until you do it. The call to action extends. The call to action is, if you didn't get it done this week, you need to listen to the podcast again, and you need to get fired up about doing what I've been telling you to do so you could get it done. Because your life matters. Don't let anybody tell you any other different. Don't let anybody tell you different that your life doesn't matter, because it does. Somebody put you on this earth for a reason. God, the creator, whoever, energy, the world put you here for a reason. You need to make that reason known. And by holding things in analysis paralysis and not doing anything isn't going to get you there. Let's get excited about this project called life, because it matters. Let's get fired up about where you're going, because it matters. And if you don't think it matters, I'm here to tell you it matters. Stop analyzing things. Take action. Information is great, but the key to information is action. The key to information is action. There is nothing else, because that's where everything else happens. Let's get fired up. Let's get excited about where you're going. Get excited about what you're doing and take action today. Let's go. Thank you, guys. Project Life. I'll see you guys next time. Project Life listeners, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of Project Life. Stay tuned for the next topics, because I'm going to be getting into big time information, new things, new call to actions. I would love for you guys, like I said before, send me your biggest struggle via my email, via my website, philsmoak.com, philsmoak.com. Send me your biggest struggle. I would love to answer your question. Subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast. If I brought value, share the podcast. And if you want to follow me on IG, it's at Phil Smoke. Also, let's build this project called Life. See you soon.